Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Let's start with the Senate opening debate on a $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill from the Washington Post. Democrats move forward with no GOP support after failing to win over a single Republican senator on President Biden's first major legislative initiative. So much for unity.
David, we've talked about this a number of times. Here is the American public, and it is absolutely, unequivocally for this relief package. And yet, Donald Trump is sitting on the sidelines, and we all know that the Republicans are scared to death of the guy. And so, for the sake of unity, they don't want this thing to go forward because they know that the Democrats will be getting an awful lot of credit for having pushed this thing through, whether they cooperate or whether they don't. And in this case, it looks like they are unified in not cooperating. The American people need it. People have been out of work for a while, and it's a matter of putting food on the table and giving everybody a little bit of relief. So the battle goes forward. Now, Chuck Schumer says he has the votes. We'll see. There are always dissident Democrats who come from red states and who are concerned about re-election. And if they hold up their finger in the wind and the suggestion is don't do it, they won't do it. We've seen that before. We've seen it with Manchin from West Virginia. And right now they have the votes, but they just have the votes, and that includes a deciding, tying vote from the Vice President of the United States, who will vote with the Democrats, obviously, and they will get it through, but it is being brutally contested. Yesterday, we saw that one of these guys decided it's a multi-hundred page bill, that every word of the bill had to be read, which is their right, and they had to do it. So it's just a matter of political gamesmanship, and it isn't pretty.
No, and I saw one newspaper, I believe it was the Times, pointed out that 1,400 people died of coronavirus while they were reading that bill.
Well, that's right. And the idea that your political success is more important than the success of the country and of the people who live in the country is an anathema to me. It really is. I don't understand how somebody can look in a mirror and behave that way. But that's the game of politics as we know it, and it is going to continue that way. It's getting worse, not better.
Doesn't that mean that the Biden administration has to sort of go no holds barred, everything, scrape, fight, push, pull to get what they need because those midterms are on the way?
Well, that's right. And that's going to be a huge amount of effort on the part of the Democrats in order to hold both the Senate and the House. We know from history that that's not the way it goes, that usually, but not always, usually the president's party loses seats in the Congress. And I can only think that there is that grave risk, which means that anything that the Democrats do, they better do fast because they only have 2 years to get it all done.
The criticism of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo coming from all quarters, Alan. Let's start with the New York State Senate and Assembly, who planned today to strip the governor of his sweeping emergency powers enacted under COVID-19 pandemic. The Democrat is embroiled in two scandals. Of course, the nursing home policies during the coronavirus and the allegations he sexually harassed former staffers. Then this report this morning in the New York Times, Cuomo aides rewrote nursing home report to hide higher death toll. The intervention was the earliest act yet known in Governor Andrew Cuomo's effort to obscure the scope of nursing home deaths during the pandemic. Then you have a Quinnipiac poll that finds a majority of New Yorkers, 55%, do not want the embattled Democrat to resign. However, New Yorkers do not want Cuomo to seek re-election next year. A lot to deal with, Alan, I know, but there it is.
That's right, David. And thanks for laying it all on in one question. I got to tell you, the way that it looks to me now is that the people of New York have never wanted Cuomo to run for another term. We see that. The polls have always shown that, even pre this. On the other hand, you can't beat somebody with no one. And the question is, who have they got? We know that when Mario ran for this fourth term, they had an unknown named George Pataki. Pataki won. And that is the risk that an Andrew Cuomo would face. Now, I've always called him, I saw one local paper quoting me without quoting me, Andrew Tough Guy. And he is a guy who understands that if he quits in disgrace, it won't be good for him. So what do you have to lose? You run. All of these things that you've mentioned add up to bad news for Cuomo. Sometimes in your efforts to play it right. Because remember that Andrew Cuomo got his spurs because he was telling the truth while the president was lying. Now the hordes come after him and say, you weren't telling the truth. That doesn't reflect well on him. And yet, I continue to get an awful lot of mail supportive of the governor. Whether that holds up, I don't know. Obviously, the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the press really reporting on this so assiduously that the governor really has a tough time fighting back. And I can only say we'll see whether or not he goes forward. David, it all depends on whether there's another shoe that's going to drop. You know, here's a shoe. A shoe is that they rewrote the report. That's a shoe. It dropped. And that was today. We'll see if any other accusers come forward and say the governor made an unwanted advance. If those things continue to mount up, it can't be good for him. So when you look at the whole thing, it isn't good for the governor. That's for sure right now. Put another way, I wouldn't want to be him.
Well, and you mentioned the Republicans, but what about, in his weakened state, a primary from the left?
Well, we saw the last time what happened when you had a primary from the left. It didn't go anywhere. The governor has repeatedly on the air accused me of being, he's a guy who doesn't forgive or forget, being sympathetic, and it's true, to his opponents. And yet they didn't do well. And I don't know that when you look at the demographics and the political philosophy of the people of New York State, that such a candidacy would do well now. Who have they got? Well, Teachout and the rest of those seem to be in the past. They do have AOC. And the question is, will she want to be the governor of New York State? And if she does, I suspect she does, will she have the guts to run against Cuomo? I suspect if she does, the results will not be in her favor.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok.